No one really gets married with the expectation that the union would not last. However, there are scary statistics to face as a married couple. A lack of communication is the big factor in marriage failure. Hi guys, my name is Paula Nanya and this is Ananya's Dumal. And today we are back on another episode. And today's topic is going to be about what causes lack of communication in marriages. So, let's just take a look at what we should know about communication in marriage so we can, you know, be able to deal with it in relationships and, you know, our general lives. So, just like you couldn't expect to achieve anything with a teammate during a game if you do not communicate their thoughts, feelings, and actions, you cannot make a relationship work either. Communication sounds simple, but it involves four steps in marriages, including 1, approach communication with your partner calmly, not like you're going into battle. 2, talk to your partner by focusing on your feelings, wants, and desire, not on their faults. 3, listen to your partner during communication without anticipating your own turn to speak. 4, determine the reality of your relationship with your partner by revealing the things you have, by reviewing the things you have shared. When two people are trying to operate as one in a marriage, communication is important on every level. Lack of communication is often taunted as the biggest reasons marriages fail. The better you understand the proper process of communication, the better off you will be when you know you need to communicate something difficult. Okay? So now, do you guys know that or understand that failure to communicate often boils down to underlying issues with one individual or the other? One partner may be more open about their thoughts and feelings, and the other might be afraid to share their emotions. For example, some of the reasons couples fail to communicate properly in a relationship includes the lack of one-on-one time together when you can talk and listen. So it's very important as couples to have, you know, some alone time, like you go out, you sit in quiet places, you guys talk. Just imagine when couples who live together and maybe you don't have work that day and you decide to stay in the house because your partner is in the house, and instead of you guys to be talking, the other one is pressing his phone, he's on his phone or she's on her phone 24/7 without even trying to communicate. The only communication that happens will be, are you hungry? Are you okay? Do you want me to get you something? I'm sorry, but that is very wrong. There should be a conversation going on, even if it's not throughout the day, but the better part of the day. You guys should communicate, bond, share ideas, pick each other's minds, and all of that. So now the second thing is high expectation that one partner or the other should just know what the other is thinking. How now? How exactly do I know what you're thinking if you don't communicate with me? Okay, let me give you guys an example. We have a feud about something. We quarreled about something, right? And I tell you my concern, I express myself to you, and you just keep quiet and you're looking at me. I'm sorry, but how exactly am I supposed to know what you're thinking if you don't tell me? And you go by, later on you tell me, no, it's not how I thought of it. It's not how I perceived it. It's not how I imagined it. So how exactly was I supposed to know how you imagined it without you telling me? All right. So number three, unwillingness of one partner to consider the other partner's point of view. I've noticed that this is like something that happens often in relationships, in marriages, where you feel that, I feel it's even more of a man thing. Yeah. The male genders always want to have the final say about things. So if they have said something, they want that thing to stick. They don't want you to express your own ideas about it. And they don't want you to bring up your own opinion about the issue. So it's what you've said, and that's what it's supposed to be. And I feel that is totally wrong, because it's a partnership. I'm supposed to talk to my partner, and my partner talks to me. We share it and we arrive at a common goal. Good? So the fourth one is, avoidance of conversations because efforts to communicate ends in arguments. So you basically avoid to talk when you know you need to talk because you don't want to quarrel. You have to face every challenge the same way. You cannot avoid to communicate with your partner because you do not want to quarrel. That is you building up a lot of issues. And I'm sorry, but this person would not know that you don't want to quarrel. You should try to get a better means of solving the issue or talking about things without it ending into a fight, a quarrel, a confrontation, and so on and so forth. Okay, so you and your partner would face challenges in a relationship that will make communication difficult. But overcoming these obstacles, when you recognize them as a couple, is imperative to move beyond the stumbling blocks, honestly speaking. Okay, honestly speaking. So please look into these things that I have talked about today and see how you can walk around it and make things better, because it's really important to kind of like check and balance everything, basically. Let us rub minds together. Let us evaluate what we're talking about and evaluate how we are going to be moving forward. It's very important. Honestly. So guys, that's all I have for you guys today. Let me know what you guys think. Send me a message if you want to ask any specific question. I'm here to answer all your questions. Thank you very much. Till next time. Peace, guys.